time for another piano puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the name of the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Janet Gilmore is on the phone from Washington, D.C. Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Very nice to have you. Janet, what's your musical background?
I'm a piano teacher here. I have a small studio on Capitol Hill with about 30 students, mostly kids. I've played since I was a tiny tot.
So you've been playing piano your whole life?
Yeah. Yes.
And 30 students, that's not a small studio. That's a lot.
It's quite a few, yeah. We had great recitals.
Nice. What kind of music are your kids playing?
Oh, you know, they're beginners, intermediates. They're playing the early repertoire of the classical literature and all kinds of popular tunes. And
excellent. Anybody playing Für Elise?
Not this year.
Ah.
But I had a student who played the first movement of the Kabalevsky Sonatina, you know, beep, bum, bum, beat it up, ba da da ba ba ba.
Ah, excellent. And
that was our most impressive.
Excellent. Nice. Well, Bruce is going to try to impress you with a piano puzzler here. And your job, of course, will be twofold: to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style he's mimicking with this week's piano puzzler. And by the way, Janet, I don't know what's coming either. So if you happen to get stuck on one or the other, we can try to brainstorm on this together. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Oh, beautiful.
Thanks.
So what do you think, Janet?
Well, I'm thinking Gershwin wrote this tune.
Yes, that's true.
Somebody loves me, somebody loves you.
Somebody loves me, which sounds like you when you say it, but...
yeah, the tune, right. That's right. So the tune is that George Gershwin tune, Somebody Loves Me.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And it's romantic.
True.
And then I'm afraid I'm a little fuzzy sometimes between, like, Mendelssohn, Brahms, Schumann.
Okay, well, slow down. Why don't you pick one of those, because one of them is right.
Oh. Well, should we start with Mendelssohn?
I don't think so.
No, okay. Brahms?
Yes!
No, Schumann.
Oh, no. Brahms is your choice. It's the best choice. But, of course, you named... I mean, I would say Schumann and Brahms are a lot closer. And Brahms is correct.
In the style of Johannes Brahms. And Bruce, what did you borrow from Brahms' style?
Well, a number of things. Primarily, the texture of the piano writing completely in terms of the rhythmic interaction between the voices, which is full of two against three, which is very Brahmsian.
Mm-hmm.
which I also think works really well with Gershwin in that particular moment. It's pretty, I don't know if Brahms would call it sexy, probably not. But.
Well, Janet, you got both. You named the tune, George Gershwin's tune, Somebody Loves Me, in the style of Johannes Brahms. And Bruce, now that we know, can we hear this puzzler one more time?
I think so.
Oh, nice.
A very romantic song, rewritten in the style of a romantic composer. It's George Gershwin's song, Somebody Loves Me, rewritten in the style of Johannes Brahms by Bruce Adolph, the composer of our piano puzzlers, and Janet Gilmore from Washington, D.C. Well done. You named the tune and you named the composer. And for playing our piano puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and also an autographed copy of the score, the music for that classic piano puzzler, with a signature of Bruce Adolph himself.
Yay.
And you can play that. You can give it to your students to play, too.
No, I'm keeping this one for myself.
Janet, how do you hear piano puzzlers?
I podcast.
Oh, very nice. You got the puzzler podcast from performancetoday.org.
Yes, yeah.
Well, Janet Gilmore from Washington, D.C., such a pleasure having you playing our piano puzzler this week. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.